Hello, I was just wondering and inquiring in regards to my pet snake and whether you guys do see reptiles. Okay, perfect. So I have a jungle carpet python, and I was just wondering if I could come in and do like an all-round check on the like python and to see if like you guys could give me more care tips and stuff like that, and also probably sex them if you can. Yep. Yeah, he or she, I don't know what gender it is, but I'm assuming a he for some reason. He's about 2 years old now, almost. Yeah, coming up to three almost. And he just seems small, but not too small, but in my opinion, small. But other people have said no, his size is okay. So I just want to come in and get like professional, just see if you guys can actually sex them for me and then overall check and how much that would cost and stuff like that. Yeah, of course. Perfect. Yeah, I'm just trying to think what would be a really good time to bring, because I gave them a feed like Monday, I think. Yeah, so I think either yesterday or Sunday. I can't remember. I'll have to look on my calendar when I fed them because I put it up on the calendar. But they're still like processing the food at the moment, so I'm hoping not. But sometimes, my snake likes to wait until it sheds to do a poo. So I will probably book either towards the end of this week or the beginning of next week, because I have a good feeling that might be the right time to do it. Yeah. Do you have anything available Monday? Afternoon. Yeah. Just trying to think. We might have to go with Friday then because my daughter in gymnastics. Yeah, we'll do Friday. Let's do 2:40. Yep, that's perfect. 2:40 is fine. And I want to like learn tips on handling as well, because I know it comes with the breed, but very territorial. So every time I go into the enclosure jar, he thinks I'm food. And I'm like, I'm not food. So yeah. Amazing. Awesome. So she's fine with probably maybe having a chance of being bitten, but he does like fake strikes. So, yeah. I have issues at the moment. Yeah. Once he's out of his enclosure, he's chill and fine. I can grab him. But I just keep saying he because I'm just assuming. He just gives me male energy. It turns out he's a female. Who knows? But yeah, but like every time I go into his tank, unless I get him with the hook, he won't. He kind of does the fake strike or will hit and think I'm food. So he should be okay if I bring him. Like, he won't obviously be in his enclosure because it's too big, but like, I'll bring him in a little travel one and he should be okay. Yep. Yep. Yeah, I might do that. Yeah. Yeah, he's long but just not stocky. And it's almost as if he's like got a really fast metabolism because it takes him about a week to break down a rat and then he poos. And I've heard that usually it should be like 4 weeks until they're fully. So I'm like, what the hell's going on? Amazing. Perfect. No. No. Jasmine, JAZMYN. That's okay. Yeah. Really? I've never met someone my name like spelt that way. It's crazy. Yeah. Cornish, CORN for Nelly, ISH. 0452 567 832. Jazz Cornish, JAZ, and then Cornish, CORNISH, 14 at gmail.com. I could probably bring possibly my sister with me because she's very comfortable with handling him and his attitude. So if Vanessa needs like someone to take him out before she handles him, I'll definitely bring my sister. Okay. Yep. Perfect. Okay, awesome. I'll be fine then. 82 Scarborough Road, Caboolture. Yeah, jungle python. Medusa at the moment. I will probably get back to you on it. I know that I picked him up December 2022. So I think he was only about 6, 8 months when I got him. So I think he would probably be coming up to nearly 3 years old. Yeah. Yep. Perfect. Perfect. Yes, that'd be awesome. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yep, perfect. Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much. Will do. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.